Heliodor Pica was a war hero, a gifted officer who formed a unit out of Czechoslovak soldiers in Soviet camps during World War II, and was promoted in 1945 to one of the highest ranks in the country's army. 4 years later, however, he became the first person executed in Czechoslovakia after a Stalinist show trial. A memorial ceremony in General Pica's honour was held in Prague on Friday morning. Christian Falvey was there.
A military tattoo marking a moment of silence as the Czech army, government and citizens remember the service and death of soldier and diplomat General Heliodor Pica on the 60th anniversary of his execution by the communist regime. Among the Czech Army's top brass, veterans and officials was Deputy Defense Minister Jan Folík.
We are here to commemorate General Pica, who was one of the most important heroes of the Czech Army within the First War and also within the Second World War. And it's now 60 years anniversary of his murder. We should tell to other soldiers within our army about history. We should tell them that we can't forget people who were giving their lives for democracy in our country.
The name of Heliodor Pica had been nearly forgotten by the end of the communist era. One of Czechoslovakia's most highly decorated and impeccably educated officers, he served as the Moscow attaché through the Second World War. He grew wary of the Soviets' plans for post-war Czechoslovakia, however, and his wariness proved well-founded. After the communist coup of February 1948, Pica was arrested for treason, sentenced by show trial, and hanged, the first of more than 200 judicial executions that continued through the early 1950s. General Pica's body was never found. His life and service, however, was resurrected when the communist archives opened, and since there has been a great deal of attention given to a man who the army now recalls as one of its finest. Major General Josef Proksch.
This action has a political measurement, of course, but I want to speak as a soldier. For us, General Pica is a symbol of how general should be educated, proud and brave in all situations. It's our heritage for us as present soldiers.
In the same prison where General Pica awaited execution was his son, Milan, who had fought in the war in the Royal British Air Force. I asked the now 88-year-old Lieutenant Colonel how he hoped his father would be remembered another 60 years from now.
As a good man who wanted only the best thing for his nation and his people, nothing else. Because he told me then, Milan, be a good man. Be nice to the other people and try to fight for freedom, for democracy. And he died without, you know, he didn't feel hate for his enemy, you know. He says that God will judge himself.
The son of General Heliodor Pica, ending that report by Christian.